Act as if and get what you really desire.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this daily podcast since 2009. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And today we're talking about a technique that is used in neuro-linguistic programming called act as if. It's a very simple technique, and I'm going to go through it with you, and you may have read about it or heard about it on YouTube or on some of these various new age type of programs that are out there, and that's all great, but it actually has a much deeper scientific premise and as to how it works and why it works and how you can apply it. Okay. Now, let me give you the premise. Okay. We get what we want. I'm going to use the word want here in this case. I don't like the word want, but I'll use it. We get what we want when we stop wanting it. Oh, that, I know that's messing with you, isn't it? You're going to get what you want when you stop wanting it. You see, the very act of wanting, the word want, the very nature of to want is to be without. And so when you're wanting, when you're hungering for something, you are without it. You don't have it. And the universe always aligns to your vibration. And so if your vibration is that of want, that of, I've just got to have this. When is it going to happen? I checked my watch. He hasn't texted me. The company hasn't called. When you're in that state of reality, you can't attract anything except more of the same. Let me give you a short story here, and I think this will illustrate it. Many, many years ago, I moved to Seattle and Tacoma, and I went to all the major broadcast stations because that was my business, marketing and broadcasting, and they all loved me. I mean, they thought I was great. And one of the big stations said, hey, why don't you come in here Thursday morning? The vice president of the company will be here, and we're going to make you an offer. I think you'll be pleased with the offer. And all I did was think about that. I couldn't stop thinking about that offer, about that job opportunity. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, the day I was supposed to be there at 9 a.m., at 6 o'clock in the morning, I got a phone call. Hey, we're going to have to withdraw our offer to make you an offer. In other words, we're canceling today's appointment. Oh, I was devastated. I was absolutely devastated. So I found a station outside of the main market, but it was a station, and it was a struggling, fledgling operation. I knew that this station was going to go belly up. I had no doubt in my mind. And I applied there anyway. And of course, they absolutely hired me. And I worked there for 2 weeks. And payday came, and there wasn't no paycheck for me. Not nothing. Zero. Nada. So I talked to the manager. I said, isn't today payday? And he said, well, yeah, but for you, we always go for a full month cycle. And I knew he was BSing me. They didn't have the money. I said, okay, no worries. and I continued working. Now, I've had 1,000 people say, why did you continue working? Because I was acting as if. I was acting as if I was already successful in the market, as if I was one of the big players in the market. I had a job. It didn't pay me anything, but I did have a place to go every day. And that was important to me, to get up, have a place to go, have a routine, have a focus, have a direction. I worked another week when I got a call from a major corporation, a worldwide corporation. They have a Seattle outlet. And they asked me to come work for them. And I'm convinced that the reason I got that job offer, and ended up taking the job, by the way, is because I had already put myself into the flow. I was acting as if. I went to work every day. My car was cleaned. I wore a suit. You know, I did everything a person who was already in the flow would be doing. I was vibrating as if I already had it. And the universe just gave me more of it, which is nice. So when you act as if, you begin to attract for real. The universe always aligns to your vibration. Just remember that. Stop wanting. Act as if you already have it. That's what I did. Now, I had a client of mine, and he was absolutely determined to get a new Mercedes. And every other week, he went to the Mercedes dealership. He may have driven by it every day, come to think of it, but he would go there and he would sit in one of the cars. Sometimes he would test drive it and he would just feel himself owning that Mercedes. I don't want it. I own it. It's mine. And when he used to tell me, he said, Robert, when I'd get in my old car, my old Chevy, I would visualize as if I was getting in my Mercedes. And all of a sudden, he got a phone call late one evening from one of the managers at the dealership. And they had a car that was being repoed. And he could get it at an affordable price if he wanted it. He wanted to come in the next day. And he did. He came in the next day. He got his pre-owned Mercedes. And he was the happiest guy in the world driving down the highway. He believed he already had it. He was acting as if. And that is so important. Now, feel as if you have what you desire. I love this quote from Muhammad Ali. I knew that I was the greatest before I ever said I was the greatest. In other words, Muhammad Ali, before he ever became heavyweight champion, knew that he was heavyweight champion. He acted as if he was heavyweight champion. He lived as if he was heavyweight champion. Act as if you are abundant. So when you have to spend some money, say, every dollar I spend brings me $20 back. Act abundant. Act wealthy. Act healthy. How do healthy people act? How do young people act? You know, I'm not saying to be stupid like a young person. I'm just kidding. Okay. But you get it. You don't have to act a certain age. You don't have to act a certain way. Act healthy. Act loved. People that go through breakups and relationships and all of that kind of stuff, they don't feel loved. They don't feel cared about. Act as if you are loved beyond anything you've ever imagined. Act excited. Come on. You're alive today. You got another shot at it. Act excited. Act motivated. Act to the point that it becomes a part of your DNA. It becomes a part of your psychological makeup. It becomes a part of your vibration. And you will be attracting more of what you truly desire. Acting as if is not a new age thing, as I said earlier. It goes all the way back to the ancient mystery schools. Even the Emerald Tablet of Hermes states, as above, so below. As within, so without. In other words, the way you feel within is what you attract outside of yourself. Stop trying so hard. Just be there. Yeah. Just be there. Don't worry about it so much. Just let it come to you. Oh, you're going to. I feel miracles coming to you right now. I feel wonderful things literally flowing into your life. You are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. You are doing incredible things with your life. You are achieving more than you've ever achieved. You are loving more than you've ever loved. You are attracting more than you've ever attracted because you're already there. Have a great day because you deserve it. Bye-bye.